And I mean, it's just, I just write from my heart. I'm always been a person that followed my heart, so I never felt like I've ever followed any formula. Just what I feel like I need to say and how I feel like I need to do it. That's just kind of been my plight all of my life. So, you know, it's just following and listening to my heart.
We're talking to producer, writer, singer, Donald Lawrence. Donald, speaking of writing from your heart, the best is yet to come. You're here in the studio. What inspired you to do that?
You know what? Just, again, sending out positive messages to people to let them know that, you know what, I know it looks like your life is just over and that this is the worst thing that could ever happen to you and that it's just too late for anything to change. But I wanted to let them know that even though they think they've seen good times, the good times are just starting, because the scripture speaks about how the latter glory will be greater than the former glory. So, you know, sometimes you got to realize that when you're on a spiritual road, that a lot of times some of the best things God has for you is more in the latter part of your destiny. And I just wanted people not to give up on that. It's too late for great things to happen to you.
Donald, speaking of producing, who are some of the folks you produced and who are some of the folks you enjoyed producing?
Oh man, I've worked with so many people. It makes me feel like I've been in the business for like 20 years. I've only really been in it for like 10.
Mm-hmm.
I would say some of my favorite people working with is definitely like Kelly Price, Karen Clark. I'm a Kelly Price fanatic, and okay. I'm a Clark sister fanatic. Those two people are definitely wonderful to work with. I'm Ann Nesby. You know, so many people. Daryl Coley. I really think that I've gotten to work with everybody that I pretty much idolized as a singer growing up. It's just a few people that I haven't worked with, you know, but when it comes to the people that I really love, like the Whitfield Company or Daryl Coley or Walter Hawkins, Edwin Hawkins, the Clark sisters, Twinkie, Karen, all of them, or Kelly Price or Kim Burrell, you know, it's just a few people that I think that I haven't worked with that I would like to have a chance to work with.
And, you know, performing on a stage like the Stellar Award, how does that make one feel?
Well, you know what? It makes you feel really good, because it makes you feel like, even though that you don't want to merit or to base everything you do around public acceptance or anything like that, but if you work really, really hard and you put your heart in it, it does make you feel really good to just at least be acknowledged sometimes. I think everybody that's human wants that sometimes, just to be acknowledged for their work or to be appreciated for what you've contributed to the body of Christ. Because, you know, I know people think that it's an easy road, and once you've done it, it's a very hard road, and it's a lot of work. It's a 24/7 job when you're in ministry. When you're even in the business, it's just like, you know, it's not a 9-to-5. You have to pretty much live a career, because whenever things need to be done, it's on you. You're definitely an entrepreneur once you become an artist. So, you know, it makes you feel good to be able to have a chance to perform in front of a national television audience, as well as have them acknowledge your contribution to the music industry.